From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Blackstone Group is a private equity firm that plans to go public. Actually, only a small portion of the firm, about 10%, will be made available to investors in an initial public offering, or IPO, later this month. Even so, the firm's two founders are set for a multi-billion dollar payday, a payout that's even bigger, the Wall Street Journal points out, than what the founders of Google received from their IPO 3 years ago. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Steven Schwarzman and Peter Peterson launched Blackstone just over 20 years ago with about $400,000. If shares in the IPO sell for what people think they will sell for, the firm will be valued at more than $33 billion. Like other private equity firms, Blackstone's main business is buying underperforming companies on the cheap, turning them around, and then selling them at a profit. It's been very good at this.
It was a perfect storm for value creation, and these guys were right at the eye of that storm.
That's Colin Bladen, a management professor at Dartmouth who follows private equity companies. He says firms like Blackstone have an easier time doing turnarounds because they can do things that publicly traded companies can't bring themselves to do, like trimming management ranks or staring down a union.
They can take some pretty tough actions without worrying about how the markets will react to a hit to earnings. They transform them, take them back to the public markets, either through an IPO or a sale to a big strategic buyer. And they've been doing very well by doing this.
Blackstone has invested in more than 100 companies, some of them huge. Last year, it acquired Equity Office Properties, one of the nation's largest commercial real estate firms, for $36 billion. When the IPO is completed, Schwarzman and Peterson, the founders, stand to receive over $2 billion in cash. The pair will also retain stock valued at more than $8 billion. And while most people will assume that's what this deal is about, not everyone agrees. Bob Kaiser, an analyst with Thomson Financial, thinks it's also about being competitive in the future.
The principals of the firm probably already had enough money, and I think that's probably a minor consideration. I think it's just the need to evolve and compete with the likes of Goldman Sachs, you know, an investment bank that's a fairly significant player in private equity. So in order to operate on such a global scale, I think they're just increasing the scale of their own operations.
While Blackstone is opening up to outside investors, it's not giving up much control. The firm's principals will still control 70% of the company. Shareholders will be entitled to share in the firm's profits, but not much more. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.